Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Nidhi Chappell in the studio with me today. Welcome, Nidhi.
Thank you, Allison. Good to be here.
So, Nidhi, why don't we just start with the definition on what you do at Intel and your scope of focus within the data center group?
I'm actually responsible for machine learning and AI strategy and outreach within the data center group. So overall, my responsibility is to reach out to the ecosystem and make sure everybody's aware of our product offering and really get the ball rolling on AI outreach.
Now, Intel has been making a lot of hay of late on its focus on artificial intelligence, but this is a topic that has a long history in the industry in terms of almost like the holy grail of computing. Can you talk to me a little bit about our viewpoint on AI and why this is such an important focus for Intel?
Yes, I agree. You know, artificial intelligence or AI has been around as a field of computer science for a very long time. For a long time, it was trying to make into production, into real technology, and there were lots of barriers that prevented it from becoming mainstream. But recently, because of a couple of factors, AI is actually becoming more mainstream. The key factors of why this has happened is threefold. There's been significant advances in technology. You know, with Moore's Law, we've been able to deliver technology at a very reasonable rate, but at a very high performance. Secondly, there's been access to a lot of data. You know, all of our data, all of our connected devices are generating a ton of data. So there's a lot of data for now these machines to actually process and get smarter on. Thirdly, there's been a lot of progress recently, I would say even in the last 5 to 10 years, in the algorithm space that has really broken the ceiling on AI and helped AI become more mainstream. So lots of advances recently on neural networks and other algorithms. And the combination of these three things, compute becoming really pervasive and very high performant, data becoming available in large amounts, and then recent advances in algorithm has allowed AI to actually become more mainstream and has broken that ceiling. And now AI is actually really transforming a lot of these industries.
You know, I know that there are things that we interact with as users of devices every day that are helped to be informed by AI. Can you tell me some examples of where folks might have interacted with AI-driven algorithms?
Yeah, it's amazing how people sometimes don't think about how pervasive AI has become in our lives. So think of it this way. Anytime we do a bank transaction or any credit card transaction, very likely the bank is using AI to make sure there's not a fraud going on. So sometimes if you use your credit card in a different city or something, you get an email or a text message from them saying, are you sure you're the person using this credit card? That's AI going happening. On a more customer-facing role, even simple apps like, you know, helping you navigate using maps or telling you you have a meeting somewhere and you need to be somewhere downtown, all of that is actually using AI in the background. Google searches, when your Facebook actually tells you the updates and tries to tell you about how your friends are doing, how these pages are laid out is all using intelligence in the background. And so things like helping you with day-to-day life, getting your assistance, the laying out the web pages for you, the searches for you, and then in other fields, you know, managing a smart factory, smart industries, there's a lot of places where artificial intelligence has become part of our lives, and we're not even thinking about it because we've just come to accept it as part of our life.
So many of the applications and the vast majority of these workloads are running on Intel architecture today, but Intel made an important announcement today that extends our capabilities into the future. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, today we announced that we are acquiring a company called Nervana Systems. Nervana Systems is actually a leader in deep learning, which is a portion of machine learning which delivers artificial intelligence. So Nervana Systems is a company based in San Diego, and they have some really good expertise and IP in the deep learning space. They provide full stack solutions. And really, they will help us augment our Intel Xeon Xeon Phi roadmap by bringing in that IP, that expertise in deep learning workloads and help Intel continue to deliver a very robust solution for deep learning and potentially going forward even for machine learning.
Now, they have a really interesting scope of skills in the company. Can you tell me a little bit about their approach in this area, and what are the types of scientific focus that they've had in the company?
Yes, it's a very interesting company. And so Nervana System combines folks that have PhDs and backgrounds in computer science, neuroscience, and then hardware implementation. So what they bring in is, how do you implement neuroscience or neural networks and bring that, combine that together with hardware knowledge? So they're able to actually do some really cool stuff. They're able to optimize neural networks that are becoming really an important part of deep learning. And they're able to combine neural networks with the knowledge of hardware. And this is the expertise that we think will really help us continue to reform and benefit our roadmap. So what they are trying to do is take the neural network understanding that they have from their neuroscience background and reflect that in software and in hardware to deliver the maximum performance for deep learning workloads.
Now, obviously, the Intel plus Nervana opportunity is rich. Where do you think that Nervana's expertise and technology will be integrated into the existing Intel roadmap for artificial intelligence? And how will that impact what customers will be able to deliver with the Intel-based solutions?
Nervana actually has a couple of really good things that we would continue to work on. We want to make sure that their customers are supported. So they actually have open frameworks that they have optimized. They have a full stack solution that they provide to their customers. So our goal is right now to combine forces with Nervana. And our vision right now is to increase our presence in the open source space. So Intel already has a lot of work going on optimizing the frameworks. We'll continue to support Neon as an open source framework, but we will also plan to leverage their expertise in optimizing software systems to further optimize MAT kernel libraries. And then the other places where we are looking to leverage their expertise is on accelerating our Xeon Xeon Phi roadmap. Again, they bring in some of the knowledge from a neuroscience angle, and we want to continue to take that and implement into our Xeon Xeon Phi roadmap so we can continue to deliver the best solution, both hardware and software, for our customers. Our goal going forward is, with the expertise combined together, we provide the best deep learning solution for our end customers.
So, Nidhi, very exciting days ahead for Intel in the artificial intelligence space, and just such a fun area of technology innovation to follow. Where can folks go to find out more information about what Intel is doing within artificial intelligence, and how can they connect with you?
For folks who are looking to see information on Intel and what we are doing in the artificial intelligence space, the one place to look at is intel.com/machine learning. You'll see all of our efforts around software, getting the latest software, understanding what our roadmap offers, and pretty soon we'll integrate all the information from Nervana too. But that's the one page that you get all access to all of our solutions and technologies. So intel.com/machine learning there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real treat.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me on board. Very excited.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.